greatest love that ever was, is, or will be, is the love of God described for us today in that first reading from St. John. In this way, writes St. John, the love of God is revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. This is a love which Christ came to live among us. He shared all the stages of our human life, from his miraculous birth to his cruel death. In the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed and saved. Jesus speaks to us directly in John's Gospel this afternoon when he says, "No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Sadly, our world today does not seem to value gospel love. Our culture urges us to do everything we can to have a full, prosperous, and happy personal life, accomplishing one's goals, experiencing success, and being recognized with honor and prestige by putting ourselves first, and later, perhaps, the welfare of others. Yet, as we pray and reflect on our gospel today, we are struck with the implications it has for us as followers of Jesus Christ. "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you." We are blessed to have examples of Christ-like love all around us. Think of parents who forget about themselves and their personal needs as they work tirelessly to provide for a good life for their children. Or firefighters, or policemen who risk their lives every day protecting us, or volunteers in soup kitchens. Yes, in many other contexts as well, we find people who are true examples of the love of Christ, giving their lives in love and service to others. Love is a commitment, not a feeling. The reality of love is in our dedication to the well-being of the other. A true lover is willing to forget self and focus on giving to the other. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles recounted the story of how the apostles came to know the truth of God's love for all people. As members of the Jewish nation, Peter and the others knew that they were God's chosen people. What a shock it was for them when the Holy Spirit came down upon all present, Jew and Gentile alike, on that Pentecost feast. They were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. The apostle learned their lesson well, though. They recognized that the saving work of Christ, that God's love and mercy, was for all people, and the apostles proceeded to baptize all present. The entire human family is loved and redeemed in Christ. Following Christ, we are called to love as God loves, for God's love is indeed for everyone. May we answer God's call by doing whatever we can for the life of God's human family. May God's gospel love take root in our lives and be revealed in our lives in kind words and good deeds. May God's blessings be with this day and throughout the week ahead.